Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I'd love to know, just from your observation, when you talk about these people groups, those who have these long relationships who are pursuing after righteousness and say, I have this, versus those who are damaged soil, or those who just don't want to do the work. How does that ripple out in the other areas of our life? How does a strong community around you impact, you know, your productivity, your fruitfulness, your the way that you show up in your vocation? Have you noticed any common denominators there?
Jesus told a story in Luke 13 where he talks about the parable of the barren fig tree, where he says he went to the gardener goes to the owner and says, this fig tree's got no fruit. And the owner, which is God, the righteous judge, says, well, cut it down, it's taking up the soil. And the gardener, which is representative of Jesus, the advocate, he advocates for us. He says, well, before I do that, let me dig around the soil. Let me, change. Maybe it doesn't have enough water. Maybe it needs to be aerated. Maybe it needs more potassium or calcium. And then if it doesn't bear fruit, cut it down. But if it does, everything's good. Well, the people in our lives, your life group, my life group, the Lord, all those relationships we have, they are the potassium and the water and all those good things. And so if you've got those on a regular basis and you're really letting people get into your skin and get into your head and to give you encouragement and challenge and forgiveness and wisdom, well, you're going to have great fruit in your life. You're going to have great relationships and kids and life and all that. But if your soil's not good and you've got nothing, you can't expect to have really good fruit.
Wow. Good word. I can't wait till that next book comes out, John. I imagine this kind of stuff's going to be in there. Now, this question's going to make you want to sigh. And go ahead and sigh, because I'm sure you've been asked this a gazillion times. But for the sake of this conversation, let's talk about this. You know, many Christians think that being Christ-like and dying to yourself, laying your life down, means saying yes to everyone and everything, no matter what it costs you. And we've got to know better if we're going to last long and finish strong. So what say you?
I have been asked this question in TV and radio and seminars forever. Here's the answer. Yes, we are called to give. We're called to go the second mile and the third mile. We're called to suffer. But there's 30,000 verses in the Bible. And when I went to seminary, they taught me to read every verse in the Bible, not just cut and paste the ones that I like. There's many, many, many verses that also say, kick the dust off your sandals, guard your heart, for from it flow the wellsprings of life, let your yes be yes and your no be no, confront one another in love. And so when that book first started going out, Henry Cloud and I just got beat around the head and the shoulders for being, selfish, shrinks. And we just said, hey, why don't we read our Bible together? There's an idea. Hmm. And we went to page after page after page where the Bible says we're supposed to be givers, but if you give to the level that you're messing your life up, you got nothing to give.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.